Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I mean, 4 hours for what?
You're not wrong.
Jesus Christ.
They saved about, you know, a minute by asking the guys to take first pace right, as opposed to pitching.
I know you said you didn't like it.
I don't like it.
I got to be honest. I kind of do.
I don't like it.
I thought I would hate it.
Jerry, I'm a purist.
Like when Freddie Freeman comes up in whatever inning that was, and they intended the 12th inning, they intentionally walk him. I'm like, you know what? Good.
I'm a purist,
there's no nonsense.
Jerry.
Just put him at first
Jerry,
base
I'm
and let's
a purist.
Go.
I like it.
I understand.
I don't like the new rule.
I actually
I like
don't
the
hate
old
it.
Rule.
All right. So we won't change
it. Is that
anything.
A new report or is that
well,
an old report?
Well, it's a new report with an old school spin to it.
Yes. There you go. All right, we're brought to you by 2 by London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana Manhasset and Westfield World Trade Center today. We are also brought to you by AccountTemps.
Oh, yeah.
AccountTemps is the leading temporary accounting and finance staffing agency. Learn why 9 out of 10 of their customers would recommend us. Call them today or visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. Where do you want to start with? The crap in Tampa or the crap at Citi Field?
I don't know.
Start at Citi Field.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start in Citi Field. Braves-Mets, the Atlanta wound up winning in 12-3-1. Take you through some of this, and I think this highlight probably caps Hansel Robles' night because he was hideous after Jacob deGrom was really good through six.
Robles, who was effective on Monday, not so much tonight. And out hits Suzuki to load the bases. So Robles all over the place. A triple, a walk, an RBI double, and now a hit by pitch.
And by the way, if it wasn't for Jerry Blevins, then that game could have gotten out of hand very quickly.
That's the spot in the game that the game was lost.
Yes, I agree.
Ultimately, because, you know, Jacob deGrom was so good.
Yep,
he was. So good.
Yeah, he was. But that tied the game. That didn't tie the game, but his outing tied the game. And then you get Matt Kemp with the go-ahead two-run double off of losing pitcher Rafael Montero scoring Darnot and Inciarte. Here's the highlight of that with Gary Cohen on SNY.
And Montero deals, and it's ripped into left of base. And the Braves take the lead. Darnot is in. Inciarte scores. Freeman stops at third. Matt Kemp with his third double of the night. And the Braves take a 3-1 lead in the top of the 12th.
And that was the final.
I think he's a net negative.
Yes, Gary Cohen on SNY. Rafael Montero was the pitcher of record there. He lost the game in the 12th inning. And he was
The Mets used 8 pitchers last night.
Yeah, no, they did.
4 hours later, So we saved 43 seconds on the new intentional walk deal where the guy just takes first base. It still took us four hours to play a game.
The bullpen's the problem with all these games. Montero pitched the 11th. He was okay. The 12th, he was not. But Terry Collins actually thought he was pretty good.
I think that's a stepping stone for him. And, you know, tough situation to come in and when you're trying to impress people and we're not scoring and you got to hold him down, and he did okay.
But he didn't.
He didn't do okay.
No, he didn't.
Number two, it's 2 games. You don't want this Met team to be reminiscent of past teams where you start asking your starting pitchers to have to throw shutouts to win games.
Agreed.
Yeah, and again, it's 1 game, but that was the worry about this team offensively. Would they give you 3-4 runs a game? That way your DeGroms, your Syndergaards, Harvey tonight, they don't go out there with the mindset, as soon as I give up a run, we're in trouble. And that's what it was 2 years ago.
Well, listen, Reyes, Granderson, and Walker right now are just basically anchors.
But like you said, it's 2 games. Can't get nuts.
Yeah, like you can't go crazy
just
about
one,
it.
Just one hit between 3 of those guys, maybe, and maybe it's a key hit, and maybe the game's won.
Right. I mean, Reyes is not – he's what's Reyes, over 10 this year?
Something like that. Right. He's kind of like he's in Gary Sanchez territory.
Exactly.
He's 1-14, I think. Yes, he did have a hit last night.
Sanchez has a hit. Jose Reyes does not have a hit. Neil Walker does not have a hit. I can go on if you'd like.
How about Jay Bruce? He homered last night.
Jay Bruce,
he was 3-for-5.
Good
That's
for him.
Exactly right. So there is some positive.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Rolling down the street, headed to city. Gonna go see Jay Bruce.
Laid back.
With my mind on a title and a title on my mind.
What else, Jerry?
By the way, every time Jay Bruce comes to bat, all I can think of is Al singing, Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce.
Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce is on fire.
It's true.
Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce is on fire. We don't need yo anus, let that weekend hacker golf. Golf yo anus. golf.
I think maybe you want to amend the back part of it, but I love that one. Anyway, you got Matt Harvey, Jaime Garcia tonight in the series finale.
Well, Matt Harvey, big start for him.
Big start, win the
now,
series.
Do you think they'll play today?
Great question. The weather is terrible.
Scheduled for tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, but the weather forecast sucks.
I think
again.
You play.
Well, I hope they do play.
So you play. Thunderstorms during the day.
No, you don't.
But heavy rain.
Heavy rain. Stuff. You know what? Don't make everybody sit there. Think of the fans. Call the game and let's go. Let Atlanta get the hell out of here and let's go.
The Mets want to sell some hot dogs and burgers before the game gets canceled.
That's right. Just like every other team.
They have like three people in the
stands. You know, I agree with that. Plus, there's a lousy crowd last night anyway.
Not great.
For
not
a team that's got World Series expectations,
not great.
And you have DeGrom on the mound.
But in fairness,
where is everybody?
I go to St. Louis, they're all there. It's still April. It was coming.
It was April in St. Louis. They're there. It's April in Chicago. They're there.
It's April different.
New York,
it's just different. I don't.
Not there. Because you haven't bought into it yet, I guess.
We'll find out next week when we have a Tuesday or Wednesday night game for the Yankees.
Yes, true.
I don't know.
Perhaps the marketing plan for the Mets isn't right. Or maybe just people don't want to go there and give the Wilpons their money. I mean, I don't know what it is, but you know, you're supposed to be a World Series caliber team. You got this great pitching staff, and there were 30,000 empty seats yesterday.
You're right. It wasn't great by any stretch.
Frankly. I guess everyone's at Billy Joel, maybe.
You think that was it?
No.
You're just going to go with it. Anyway, then you've got the Yankees and Rays, and talk about a smattering of fans. About 12,000 people were in Tampa to watch their team beat the Yanks.
Pineda deals, hit hard, base hit right field in the first base hole. Norris will score. Stolen base was a biggie. It's a base hit and an RBI for Dickerson. And Tampa takes a 4-1 lead.
And that would cap the score early.
Yay!
Early on, John Sterling on the fan, 4-1 the final. Norris did snap the tie there with the two-run single in the second, then scores on that Dickerson single we just played. Dickerson also homered in the first inning. Alex Cobb, 5 2/3 for the win. And then there's Michael Pineda. He took the loss, 4 runs, just 3 2/3. What was his issue, Joe Girardi?
Just, you know, came down, he made some mistakes with his fastball.
Now, well, Pineda.
Two outs, he gave up a bunch of runs.
Which he owed, and that's his problem.
Yeah, and that's been his problem, and they just grew the fastball, and at this level, boom, you can't do that.
Now, Pineda is now using a translator, and I don't think he really ever has. We've always played Michael Pineda, but he's using a translator now. He was asked what happened in the second inning.
Yeah, I missed location in that inning. I felt good, though, you know. Physically felt good, but location, you know, missed on it.
And then you've got Bird. Now, Sanchez did have a hit, but they are not exactly flying out the gate.
No, they're not killing
it. Joe Girardi asked, what's up with those two guys?
You know, they're not getting hits. I still think their at-bats are pretty good. I think they're long at-bats. They're just not going up there and swinging.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, Sanchez is 1-for-14, right? So he's struck out 3 times. I don't know. You know, maybe he's not long for
maybe
the tool.
Maybe you want to take a nap?
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I do. Okay.
Yankees are off today.
That was like a yawn, you're right. I mean, you're about done. That was one of those, all right, good seeing you, fellas. I got a trip to Ottawa. That wasn't like a yawn, I'm waking up yawn. That was a I'm done yawn. The full body stretch, the whole thing.
Moment of the day?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
Yankee. Well, I wish.
Yankees will be in Baltimore over the weekend. Then you did have this whole thing that came up with Clint Frazier and the number that he wears.
Did she apologize?
So Susan was on. I don't know about that. She was on with Joe and Evan yesterday.
Yeah.
And they had asked Susan about just, you know, watching guys like Judge with the big high numbers and, you know, and then Clint Frazier's name came up and Susan said this.
Did you hear the Clint story? Clint Frazier actually asked the Yankees if they ever unretire numbers.
Did he really ask? Well, what number did he want? I just want to know. What number did he want?
No, he wanted number 7.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Did he even know who Mickey Mantle was? Did he know?
I have no idea.
So there you have that.
You know, I got to tell you, he wanted number 7. Okay? Except that Clint Frazier came out and said, I've never once asked for that. I care more about what's on the front of the jersey than the back. Great answer. They went to the Yankee equipment guy, who would be the guy that hands out the jerseys. Said no one ever came to me and asked for it. They then went to Jason Zillow, who's the PR director. He goes, first time ever hearing about it.
What did your
everybody has denied it. I did not talk to him, man.
Well, you got to talk to him.
Come on, man. He's up.
He may not be awake yet. He listens to you and transcribes the show. Make sure that you're already saying that, you know, all these great things about the Yankees. So.
But here's the thing. Clint Frazier has now been put under an unfair microscope and been mocked for 24 hours. You owe him an apology.
Yes, unless it's true.
Well, but everyone has said it never happened.
She's been around that team a long time.
But she never claimed that she heard him say it. She's saying that was scuttlebutt.
The only thing I will say about what she, it's the way she said it. It's like she brought it up. Like to make
it. Hey, well, Clint Frazier?
I would have to rewind that. She brought it up because Evan was asking about these other guys wearing just odd numbers and big numbers.
But she wanted to tell the story.
Hey, Evan. The Yankees have more numbers retired than any team in the history of any sport.
No, I know.
Why are we even talking about it? My point is,
she didn't just, they weren't talking about Michael Pineda. And she said, oh, by the way, before I lose the thought. It wasn't like that. It was they were talking about all these young players and the prospects.
I don't like it.
That's fine. But
everyone has said it never happened. She was kind of saying it third person. That's the way I heard it.
Fair enough.
But you're right. Boomer's right. She's almost giddy about it. Like, oh, did you hear this? Oh, did you hear this one?
And of all things.
And almost mocking him like, I mean, Clint this Frazier, dumb kid man. Asked for number 7. You know, I didn't think for Mick. You know, Mickey Mantle is one of the great Yankees of all time. Oh, you know, they were. Can you believe this moron actually asking for Mickey Mantle's number 7?
He's one of
What's
the,
next? Number 2?
He's one of the core 25.
Core 32. I'd say you give him number 106. Mickey Mantle's rolling over in his grave right now. Joe D's pissed. I mean, come on, man. Wow. But that being said.
But is that like a big story anyway?
I think you have to publicly apologize during the broadcast. You know, John, yesterday, I went out with those two hacks at FAN, Boomer and Carton. Now, Joe and Evan. And I gladly gave them the story that I'd heard about involving Clint Frazier. Oh my goodness gracious, I got it wrong. Clint, I want to tell you, I'm sorry. I want to kiss you.
Elsewhere in baseball, Chris Sale went 7 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts. He got no run support, but the Red Sox beat the Pirates in 12.
Franchise right there, man.
The 0-1 pitch, and Sandy hits one high and deep to left field. Way back, it's a walk-off home run for Sandy Leon, and the Red Sox win it 3-0.
Tim Neverett on Red Sox Radio.
And that place is sold out.
That's
again.
A very exciting moment. I didn't see any empty seats there.
That's Fenway Park. Compare it to Wrigley, too, now?
Hold on. Same expectations for each team. They both think they're World Series caliber clubs. They're both in the Northeast. They both have kids who go to school today. It's a Tuesday.
It's different. Fenway's an event. You get people that aren't Red Sox fans.
What is the capacity of Fenway Park?
I would say 33,000, 34,000.
So, I mean, Citi Field is much bigger.
Citi Field's 44, and I think the paid attendance is 28 or 29 last night.
Fenway Park capacity is 38,000.
Is it that much now?
Yep, 38,000. Citi Field.
This should be 44, I think.
Citi Field capacity is 42. It's a 4,000 seat difference.
Right.
Except one place had 38,000 people in it, one place had 20,000 empty seats. Your
eyebrows. Are we keeping you up today?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're going to Ottawa this weekend, but it is Thursday.
Yeah, you're taking
tomorrow
off.
I just got to tell you, man. It's, you know, with these late night baseball games and hockey games and everything else. Yeah, I'm a little tired this morning.
So. Yo.
I don't know.
Shut up.
There it goes again. I like the big stretch. Oh, yeah. Yes, working out, kid.
Yes.
If you keep out like that, one of us is going to nance you.
No, let me ask you a question. The last 3 days, you have been absolutely walking around.
No, don't put this on me. I've had one day where I'm
a little tired, and you.
A little tired. Oh!
Yo.
I don't know. Let's go kick his ass. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, come on.
Do you need this? You're a former NFL MVP.
No, you're right, Jerry. I don't
start
need
busting
this.
Some heads around.
I like how you try to flip swinging. It and criticize me.
I'm just saying, for the last 3 days, you have been telling
in
us
fairness,
how you've got no sleep.
You had a conversation yesterday with Vicky with your eyes closed.
Yes.
After the show.
No, well.
So, right or wrong, at 10:01, she bored me. She put me right to sleep. Yeah. Telling you, you're going to get nanced. You keep it up.
All right.
Nationals nanced.
You don't want to get nanced.
Okay, whatever that means.
You know what it means.
I don't know what it means.
You know what it means.
I don't want to know what it means.
I start making some calls behind your back.
All right, go ahead, make some calls.
Dustin Johnson fell down a flight of stairs in his rental house near Augusta. So he suffered a back injury.
For real?
Yes. Probably have like shag carpeting on the stairs or something down
First
there.
Round of the Masters starts today. He's got a 2 o'clock tee time. I expect him to play, but he's on anti-inflammatories.
Oh, man.
I hope there's not PEDs.
Good thing he's not a hockey player.
I think they are. He's a golfer.
Like, hey, Dustin Johnson shoots a 10 under par first round. He's disqualified because he fell down a flight of stairs and took,
an illegal
aspirin.
Substance. Marshawn. Marshawn Lynch visited with the Raiders. Reports say he's likely to end up playing in Oakland. Would have to be worked out.
How about if he may go to Oakland? Fine. How about the fact that New England's close to getting Richard Sherman?
Why do they think they're close? I don't buy that.
Yeah, but you know what's
all.
Going on in Seattle, don't you? Richard Sherman has basically gotten too big for his britches out there. And he's a guy on the sideline the last 2 years that has gotten into teammates' faces.
And the coaches' faces.
And fighting on the sideline. And he's the one that's always bringing up the fact that they didn't hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch at the end of Super Bowl 49. And, I mean, I think that Pete Carroll and John Schneider, the GM, have had enough. Enough already.
I can see that. Right. He becomes a lost leader, right? So if you can get great quality in return, if the Patriots think highly enough of him at whatever money he's making.
They want to get rid of his
maybe
salary.
Maybe a top three-round draft pick.
Well, let's
get
rid of his salary and let's get rid of the pain in the ass that he's become. At least that's the things that I've been reading out there.
Fair enough. Makes sense. But, of course, it's New England, right? Because they don't have enough. Why don't we just deed them a spot in the Super Bowl next year and let them play some exhibition games in Japan?
Called the Patriot Bowl.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
When do you think?
And to their credit, like it's amazing how good they are at salary cap control, financial aspects of the game, plus of course having great players and coach. But it must be like what it was like, 40 years ago, trying to be a college team playing against UCLA,
Yeah.
Where they're just so much better at everything they do than you are.
You know what? I'm waiting for the day that they decide, as good as Gronkowski is, we can't count on him. He's always injured. We're going to just have to move away from
him.
Always
one party away from doing something stupid.
I'm telling you, that's not far off.
I with you. Anything else, Jerry?
Yeah, just quickly. The Cavaliers beat up the Celtics last night.
That was a statement game.
Thunder beat the Grizzlies. Not a triple-double for Westbrook, but 45 points, 9 rebounds, and 10 assists.
It's your MVP.
James Harden, 31-7-10. Rockets beat the Nuggets. Wrap up the 3-seed. The Warriors clinched the best record in the NBA with their win over the Suns. What else? Knicks-Wizards tonight. You got the James Dolan thing we'll get to later. Nets in Orlando tonight. And Patrick Ewing was introduced at George Center as their head coach yesterday. We'll play some sound later as well, and the Capitals beat the Rangers too.
Yeah, I like the Dolan thing, except for one part of it's stupid, but I like the concept of what took place outside the Garden yesterday. There was a verbal spat between the owner of the Knicks and a random fan while Irving Azoff looked on.
Who supposedly is a law professor.
A lawyer. Is he a professor?
Well, he's a professor. He was teaching supposedly he's saying there's no way that he was drunk. Because he had just come from teaching a class.
Well, they accuse everyone of being drunk, so I'll put that one to the side. If you get in a fight with them, you're drunk. I mean, every single guy that's ever gotten into it is an alcoholic, allegedly.
Right.
But I'll get into the story later on, because I like it, actually. I like it a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.